Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We had a little glitch there, but a lot of glitches here since this COVID. I mean, does the virus affect the internet too? Because it sure seems like it.
It's doing something.
Or they're going to use that as an excuse. I don't know. Todd, where are we with getting Wayne? Okay. All right, I'm here. Just let me know in the air. We'll talk about that. I don't know. Is this just an excuse? Oh, we need 5G. See, we need 5G now. Don't you want that 5G? Look how good 5G is. Well, I mean, isn't that going to be the pitch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are your download speeds slow?
Yeah.
Well, you need 5G.
You think you got a foggy brain now. Just wait to get 5G.
That's another story altogether, isn't it?
You think you can't think straight now?
Yeah, that's not funny.
That's not funny.
No, that's not funny at all.
But it's true.
You know, that guy in California that got thrown into the mental institution.
That is not unique in America.
Well, and that's what I'm trying to get people to understand. These court systems, this idea, oh, these courts are fair. If you got convicted, then you must have done something wrong. Okay, no. Come on, buddy. Wait, please wake up.
The judge has been doing that for the last 15 years.
Especially
if you bring up the Constitution in.
Yeah. Oh, you need an evaluation. You need an evaluation.
That's exactly the way they had a booklet that went around all to the courts telling how to handle constitutionalists. Yep.
Well, I've told this story a lot. I got pulled over by a police in Utah. I said some things. He said, what are you, a constitutionalist? I said, yeah, aren't you?
Aren't you? Yeah.
You're the one that took oath to it. And he just slinked down, looked down.
Yeah.
Did you see the story? I can't remember the state. We didn't even talk about this. Wayne, here, I'll tell the story. Then we'll bring Wayne on. It was the cop who was hassling some black fellas in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see a story? This is about 5 days ago, 6 days ago. For some reason, I didn't bring it up or got.
Keep going. That 5G's.
5G's getting G, right? They were in the park, and then the guy basically said, "Well, I can't be here. What do you mean?" He says, "Well, you don't get out of here. I'm going to take you in." Well, I'm not doing it. I'm allowed to be here, right? You know, with so many people, they could be at the park, right? Kind of thing. Kind of like the guy and his daughter playing t-ball. This said there's a sign, no groups over four people. Well,
yeah, there were three.
There was three, him, his wife, and the child, and the cop arrested them. It's like, oh, my God. So anyway, somebody videotaped this and recorded this, recorded the conversation. And the cop says, you get out of here, we're gonna take you away. And he says, well, you know, basically, on what charge? He says, well, we'll make up something.
Oh, yeah.
He said, we'll make up something. Who do you think they're going to believe? Believe us or believe you? That was his exact words.
Yep.
And I want people to understand, it's time to stop looking at these institutions, police institutions, as something to be revered.
They're not.
They are not.
No. Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen, they are not.
Good cops aren't the...
They aren't the norm.
They aren't.
They're the exception.
They're the exception.
And when I say good cop, I mean the constitutional.
Right, and that's very, very bad.
So the fact that he said the way he said that, he didn't say, I can make, he said, we can make up something. Yeah. That's what he said.
Like everybody's involved.
Right. So that tells you it's institutionally corrupt.
Yeah.
I am telling you, I have done a lot more research than most people listening, certainly not all, but the majority of people listening, I have researched this much more than you. I have more experience because I push the envelope more. I want to be free. So I'm trying to find the edges. Where's the edges of freedom? Well, I found them. At least in certain places, I found them. Anyway, I can tell you these institutions are corrupt. They are lawless and becoming lawless. And you say, well, you know, they keep the Yeah, you know what they also do? They also harass the black guy at the park and tell him, I'm going to make up something unless you get out of here.
And they throw my buddy AJ in jail for a year.
AJ, God bless you, AJ.
He stood up to him. They threw him in jail.
Yeah, for a year.
A year.
A year.
Wouldn't over nothing. And that he had a sign that he...
agreed. He did done something.
He did something. He did absolutely nothing. And they told him, you're going to rot in here for the rest of your life.
Unless you sign this. They told him. How do you like that? That's America.
Yeah, that's America. That's my good buddy that happened to.
And he didn't do anything. You think, oh, he must have been a drug dealer. No.
No.
He wasn't.
He raised his voice to the judge because she took his kids away and wouldn't let him say goodbye to them. That was his crime. She wouldn't let him. All he asked was, I would like to say goodbye to my kids, you know, because he lost custody to his wife.
And she said no.
And she said no. And he raised his voice and called in the bailiffs, and the bailiffs jumped on him, and then they charged him for inciting.
Well, see, we got Wayne here, but let's bring Wayne on and finish telling this story. They not only that, they jump on him. Now, ladies, you got to understand. You get the videotape of AJ, his friend AJ.
Yeah.
I know AJ too.
Yeah.
Great guy. You get the videotape. It shows him in court, and then it shows them moving AJ out of the camera view.
That's right.
They knew exactly where the blank spot in the camera was.
That's exactly right.
They moved him out, and then they basically beat the piss out of him.
Yeah, jumped on him and said he started it.
Yeah, he started. There's six of us. He started us.
All he wanted to do was say hello, say goodbye to his kids. That was it. That's a normal human emotion.
People are listening and trying to say, well, what are you for law? No, I'm not for law. I'm for the Constitution.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we got to have rules. We do have rules. They're not following them.
Right.
When a cop on tape, and he said, well, that was just that dirty cop. No, he said, we will make up something. Do you know how cocksure you got to be to have a badge and a gun and to say, don't worry, boy, you're going to do what I say, or we will make up something.
That's right.
Don't you get it?
Yeah.
Now listen, comply. You see, it's compliance. That's where we are, ladies and gentlemen.
He's been over a year in it. He finally relented.
A year.
He finally relented.
See, now I'm getting pissed off. I'm getting fired up about this. This is getting me. This is. I mean,
it cost him his house.
He lost his house because he's in jail. How can he pay for his house? He's in jail. I mean, you talk about offending God and understanding the decoration. See, we had this discussion with this preacher, how important the Declaration of Independence is. I'll say it again. I'll double down on it. The Declaration of Independence is more important or as important as most of the Bible.
Absolutely.
And people say, well, that's that you're a heretic. Okay, then I'm a heretic. I guess I'm a freaking heretic. Don't you get it that the divine dominion you have been given is protected by that piece of paper and the sacrifice and the blood of our founding fathers?
Absolutely.
You tell me if that's not worth your life or that's not divine. And that's what the Bible is, divine. It's divine guidance. It's divine inspiration. Well, this is protection so that you can even worship. So that you can even live your life. So you can go get a job and create something and buy some land and build something for you and your family and have something that God, to fulfill your destiny that you want. That you're not a cog in the wheel, some state created whatever they see you as. It is all coming down, ladies. Yeah. It is all black and white right here. The rubber is meeting the road.
Yeah, we're either going to stand up or we're not.
Ugh, I didn't want to get fired up today.
Well, it's good for you.
Why? How's it good for me?
I like this.
I took my Strauss heart drops. I got a little more, a little more charge.
A little more zing.
Speaking of Strauss heart drops, let's bring in our good friend, maybe the greatest Canadian since Wayne Gretzky, right here. He's a natural health advocate and a good friend and just a businessman too. We're going to talk about that a lot. Of course, Strauss heart drops, the other product, the kidney support, the CardioCom, and all of the above. Wayne Elliott, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel, Kevin. Always great to be with you guys. I was pissed off before I started listening. Now I'm really ticked off. I'll tell you what, boys. It's, by God, I hate to hear stories how America is slipping like Canada has been for a long time.
It's terrible.
Were you listening to the story I was telling you? Some black guy was at the park. There were, I don't know, two or three of them. They were legally, you know, quote unquote legally. They were allowed to be there in small groups. The cop says, I'll make up something. We'll make up something. We'll arrest you and we'll make up something.
Well, I'll tell you guys, let me tell you a 10 or 12 year old story at Vancouver Airport. 60-year-old Polish man that does not speak English has come to visit his elderly mother, and she's at the airport to greet him. And I take it she spoke some English. But six RCMP officers, that's our federal police force, in Canada. Only two of the provinces have provincial police forces, and the others, they use the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, as their, they have municipal, and then these guys take over from there on the highways. Well, six of these able-bodied young officers tasered this man to death in front of his mother because he didn't understand English and didn't understand their instructions. So, you know, policemen used to have to be strong, mostly burly fellas, or good shape, because once in a while they got into a scuffle. And these days, there's six officers that taser a man to death, a 60-year-old man who was not being aggressive. He simply didn't understand the language. So the officers didn't get reprimanded or anything. And, you know, it's kind of, I think in Canada we're in a police state. I'm really disappointed with our Ontario premier, who I was really impressed with until yesterday, when he announced that no business isn't opening yet. We have a three-stage plan. He didn't know the plan, except that parts. No, I hear you, but it ain't funny. I'm pissed off with this guy. So in stage two, which will be something more in a month, maybe two from now, parks will open and police will monitor that everybody's staying the distance apart, and give tickets of now $1,225. They've given some folks tickets for $1,225. That's a lot of money. You know, it's just absurd. But here's the worst thing he said, Daniel. Now you tell me if I'm wrong. He finished off by saying what we have been living till now, that normal life is gone forever.
Oh.
Now, there's a lot of people stressing right now, boys. You got over 20 million of folks that are unemployed and on layoff and so forth. And
yeah, that's low.
Yeah.
That's a low number.
And I know that's low. I know that's low. It's millions in the southern Florida alone. I know it because I was there and there was no rush hour traffic, and that I'd never seen in my life. But anyway, Canada, they lied too. I don't know, 2 million, which would be relative. We got 10% of the people. So our leader, who's in hiding, he's in isolation and in hiding at his cottage that they're now going to put $8.5 million into up, spiffing up for him again. This is a mansion. This is a castle. Anyway, he's in hiding there, unlike your president who's standing out in front every day like a man. And he put in that everybody who's laid off, and this is a wonderful thing, gets $500 a week. And where he fell short, which people that don't understand money and business can sometimes do, he's not only made this a policy going forward, but they're going to keep this program going to fill in all the holes. So in other words, there won't be anyone without in Canada. Now, we're broke as shit here in Canada.
And so
the news is starting to rev up saying, so are we going to create a whole new list of welfare recipients? If you take, even, and nothing against young people or anybody, but if you're getting $200 a week working at part-time at the donut shop, you get $500 a week now. And this is going to go on. You know, if that isn't socialism, guys, it's communism. I don't know what it is, but it ain't.
Well, let me tell you a story that I had just yesterday. So, you know where we live over here. I wanted to have somebody come, and I needed some work done on the barn down here. So he came, nice guy, super nice guy, was recommended by my friend. And it took him a while to get back. He couldn't come for some reason. So he called me and says, look, I'm sorry. I don't have anybody working. They won't work. And I said, well, what do you mean? Are they afraid of the virus? He said, no. When the government offered to pay people who were laid off so much money, they all wanted to be laid off. They all wanted to, well, I want to sit home with and get a government check instead of working. He says, I went and put an ad in Facebook and I went and put an ad in the paper. He says, anytime I do that, I get more responses than I can even deal with. I got so many people wanting a job and I can't even fill it. You know, I can't even get to all of them. He said not one person responded. And he's in construction. These are like, this isn't like you're dealing with the public. You're, all you're doing is working outside and construction. There's no, I said that they're scared of the virus. No. They're not scared of the virus. They're just, they don't want to work because the government's going to give them money. And I'm trying to get people to understand this is another way that the government's undermining and destroying the fabric of small business. And small business is the fabric of our economy.
Of America.
Hey, I mean, you're a high level businessman. Talk about that from your perspective in Canada.
This is where my stress is coming from, Daniel, is I'm not afraid of this virus, and I'm in the high-risk group. I was exposed to asbestos in a big, big way, killed my dad 14 years ago, eventually. And so I'm in a category of high risk. I'm 66 years old. I've had the virus. I was quite under the weather for almost a month. I didn't stop working, but, boy, I was at half energy. A couple of nights I thought I'd cough myself to death. It was a toughie, that's for sure. But they're discovering millions of people. And my bet is tens, if not 100 millions of people have had it and recovered from it. I've talked to so many, and if you talk to any business owner or any employer, I should say, back over these past, I'm referring really to January and earlier, it was almost like a plague, the people that was absent from work, kids absent from school, teachers absent from teaching school. You met him, Daniel, our administrator is the former superintendent of schools here in Niagara region, and his wife still is the director's assistant. So, you know, this information is real, and I think it went through us like a dose of salt, and because China held back the information until it was a bloody outbreak, and China is the world's economy engine now. So do you know the people that fly in and out of China in a day? It's unbelievable. There's 7,000 of them a day land in the Los Angeles airport, just that airport. And Grace, I forget the question you asked me now, Daniel. That's a small business. Small business. I got to go and hit that heavy bag again this afternoon because I'm fit to be tied over this stuff. But, you know, Amazon and the big box stores began to kill small business in North America. And I know, because I ask, when I fill with gas, I don't care if I'm in Lampoon, Pooney, or Toronto, I always ask, how's business? You busy? And small shop mom-and-pop operators have had a very tough time, boys, in the last 10 years. And there are many of them that have had to close or fail, and there are many of them that are working their butts off and still not taking a decent wage out of their business because they can't. They just can't compete. Now, this, I think, is going to finish them off, all of them. Amazon's still there. People are hiding under the covers at home, afraid. So many people are fearful. So what are they doing? They're ordering stuff delivered. Amazon's business is going to go right through the roof. And the mom and pops, well, they're dying on the vine as we speak, and that is the backbone of America and Canada. And it's a shame. I know President Trump's trying to do what he can for the U.S. business, and boy, it's a big undertaking when you basically shut down a country. But this isn't good. And Daniel, I think that the fearful, the folks that are truly afraid, will never, and I know some, and I've been talking with them, some of them that are, you know, I do business with, let's just put it that way. And there, one said to me, well, that's it. We'll just never go in a restaurant again. We can never be safe to go in a restaurant again. Here's a 40-year-old, approximately, husband and wife, and their young children, and they're never going to go in a restaurant again. So my biggest fear is the biggest fallout from this is going to be the fearful people who accept it's a way of life, that, no, we're not really social creatures. We won't be getting together anymore in groups. That's causing mental health problems like you can't believe, this isolation, guys. It's unbelievable. From substance abuse to overdose to suicides, we're going to see it all.
You know, we had trouble connecting with since this virus, my internet will just go out all of a sudden. Have you been having trouble with your internet, or has it been okay?
I think there's just just millions more on it, Daniel, because they're not able to work. They haven't got their jobs. And, you know, we're fortunate in one sense, that's for sure, that our family businesses have all been considered essential, every one of them. And so we have about 20 people working from home, accountants and sales staff, and the rest, 150 or what, close to it, is working at their spot, at their job, doing their work. I'm going to tell you something. They're the healthiest of us. The ones that are working, the ones that are, whose life is more normal than isolation, staying at home.
How can we, we're coming on a break. We've got 1 minute to the break. But, you know, when I talk to this construction guy and he says they can't get anybody to work for him, when we're saying we're isolated, we're dealing with all this, all the pressures, how can we, are we going to ever recover from this?
Well, I've done my best, you know, on social media and stuff, just trying to create some awareness, really, of, wait a minute, guys, if this virus, and I don't mean to be cold, God knows, to anyone, and God bless those who have been lost to us and they'll be lost yet, but if this virus had killed 10 million people, what about the other 7.8 billion that'll be left that have got to go on in the world? The way many are talking, and I'm afraid some of the government people, like our own premier now, this is going to be very bad. And I talk to economists. We do business, or we're associated in about 15 different countries. I talk to a lot of people, and nobody sees a bright light, Daniel.
There's the music. More with Wayne Elliott on the other side. We're going to talk Strauss. We'll talk this new Tranquil product. Maybe everybody needs some Tranquil product. I do. I do today. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is miracle too, and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
Made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Ladies and gentlemen and new listeners, you've been very supportive of what we've done here, and you responded very well. And we've worked very hard. It's not easy to do this. Oh, Kevin's got to get up before noon to come here.
Mm-hmm. I've made a commitment.
Absolutely. We're just kidding. We don't want people laugh a little bit through all this. We're happy to do it. And you've responded, and you've been the best, and your audience is the best and informed. And what Joyce has built has continued, and it's in large part because we're here, but we're here because you're here. It's because of you. So your support, your purchases, your donations, that keeps the Power Hour going. And in a world where it seems like, what in the world can we do? I don't know what. Well, you be here is one thing. You listen to our great guests, get information, maybe make decisions for your life. We try to put a little happy,
little laugh or two.
A little laugh or two at a time, put
Lighten
a little different
everything.
Spin, a little different perspective on it. But you know what? We want you happy. We want you healthy. We want you successful and free as God intends you to be. That is our mission here. And the Power Mall, started by Joyce, the most profound product we've sold. I could say this. There's a couple, two or three that are second, I would say, but the most profound. I mean, like
life changing.
I'm about to lose a limb.
Yeah.
Oh, I take
amazing.
My heart drops and I don't lose my limb.
Mm-hmm.
That's profound.
How can you get any better than that?
I mean, that's. I had open heart surgery scheduled. Oh, now it's canceled.
I've had open heart surgery scheduled, and I've been in bed for 6 months. And then you're up.
Yeah, now I'm up.
Back.
I'm living life.
I mean,
it's
you can't get much better.
We do have the cinema. We haven't pushed this a lot, but if for some reason the regular or the original is too strong, we have the cinnamon flavor, which is a different. It is a different flavor, and some people like that more. I like that.
I'm used to the.
I
the
like
original.
It. And when I first started taking it, it was like my body was even craving it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that feeling anymore because I feel like it's cleaned some things out. It's kind of weird because
mm-hmm.
it's such a natural product that I don't know. My body really connected with it. But for me, I love the regular. But if you want to try cinnamon, the cinnamon's there.
Great.
Two size bottles.
Yeah.
The kidney support, Kevin's talked about quite a bit. I've taken him not near as much as he has. He's about drinking it.
Yeah, I'm drinking the stuff.
And why don't you tell basically, just tell people, for new listeners or whatever, just briefly what your kind of your experience with it is.
What's it been, 6 weeks?
I don't know. I don't know. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I started taking it, and I started taking it a lot because I used to get up three times at night to go to the bathroom.
And that's annoying.
Yeah, that is a real annoying. And the worst part is about that, sometimes you don't fall back to sleep.
Yeah. So now your day's ruined.
So now your day's ruined, you know?
Yeah, so.
So Wayne was saying that he had some prostate stuff, and then he didn't have it, but.
You're taking the kidney support.
Kidney stuff. And I started taking it, and really started taking it, started to pound it, and slowly, you know, I went from getting up three times a night to getting up two times a night. And now for the last two nights, I've made it to 5:30 in the morning and then 6.
Getting up once. Getting up once at night.
Yeah, getting up once.
That's life-changing.
It is life-changing. And then follow, you know.
The thing that makes it, that really I can't believe is that's a 300-year-old formula.
I know.
That's crazy.
And no more getting up in the middle of the night and trying to go to the bathroom and nothing comes out.
We have the REM sleep, of course. We have the Tranquil. We have all the different Grown by Nature, the vitamins. This new product, Tranquil, we're going to talk about that with Wayne here in just a second. Stress, anxiety, it seems to only be going up in America. All these products and more, certainly at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your purchases, your donations, your support, your prayers, your energy, because we're in this together. Independent media, as you can see. Where else can you go for this type of information?
And if it's made from a Strauss, you know it's going to be a good product.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, I didn't even hesitate with pounding that kidney formula.
Let's get back to Wayne Elliott, get him in here. Have you calmed down, Wayne? Are you a little less fired up?
Well, not really, but it's the way I played football, Daniel, in a barely controlled rage.
Well, let's talk. Well, that's a good transition. The reason I ask you, let's transition into this Tranquil. Let's talk about this. What's
I'm thrilled, Daniel, and I know the Power Mall is the only place in America to get the Tranquil. And boy, oh boy, is there a... And I'm grateful to receive a shipment because I'm going to take it myself. I guess I should have started yesterday when I got it, but I'm going to start it myself. And I'm hoping that, you know, it's just great natural ingredients and trialed for several years and great product like the REM sleep. Boy, that's effective. And my study of... It's now 30 people, Daniel. It's 29 of 30 sleeping like a log. We had Glenn Nevins, a former U.S. Army captain with PTSD, on the show last time, Daniel, and with me. And you know, it's just wonderful to see these people. I wished I'd had it for my mom when she was still with us, because she suffered that. But the Tranquil, it's just going to be very effective, and it's great timing, Daniel, because people are stressed, and anxiety's a funny thing. When I had heart disease 20 odd years ago, I didn't know I had anxiety until I didn't have it anymore. I've often wondered if that's connected into this denial that they talk about with heart disease. And I sure, you know, I was in that for a while, I know, but I didn't know. I should have been a clue. 11 weekends in a row in my bedroom watching the History Channel and going to the fridge once in a while and hoping the phone didn't ring. It should have. I knew something wasn't right. I didn't feel good, but anxiety's a toughie. And what happens inside our bodies, I was kind of stressed a little bit to learn with Dr. Bruce Lipton and his, you can Google his 10-minute talk with great graphics. It's called Never Get Sick Again. And boy, I was kind of shocked, Daniel, to see what happens inside our bodies with our cells when we get stressed. No wonder stress kills, because our, you know, the fight or flight thing? Well, our cells flight when we get stressed, as opposed to fighting, which our immune system does. It's our defense department. So I think this Tranquil is going to be just an incredible product to help a lot of people. I'm praying that, and I sure have a lot of people that are anxious to have it. And so now that we just received ours yesterday, and I'm thrilled about that, because I just know it's going to work and work well for people. So that's the Tranquil and the REM sleep. That's been incredible, Daniel. The people that had terrible sleeping problems that have been fixed, they're not not anymore. They're sleeping longer. They're sleeping better. They're dreaming. My own, my oldest son said to me after his second night taking REM sleep, he said, "Dad, you know, I never dream, but I dreamt last night." I said, "Well, they say that's the deep, good REM sleep that you must be in if you have a dream." So it's worked so great. I know the Tranquil will as well. So I'm just thrilled about that. And the Power Mall is the only place in America to get it. So I hope people give it to themselves, Daniel, and try it. Let's get back onto the fight.
Well, yeah. Let's talk about anxiety a little bit, because misdiagnosed or undiagnosed, I think our culture, I don't know if it's our culture, our way of life, you know, we've disconnected ourselves from the land, so to speak, or to a simpler life. I mean, everything is now, everything, you know, I think anxiety is rampant. I think there's millions of people who have some form of anxiety that they're really not dealing with. Would you agree with that?
There's no question, Daniel. I think so many people, and for many reasons, of course, are suffering anxiety. People are worried today about the outcome of this, about their work, their livelihood, paying their bills. So it's not that it's unnatural. You're not weird or anything if you're suffering anxiety. But I think people are today, maybe more than any time, going back to the wars, I would have to think. And it's just not good. So, you know, what can it cause? When you watch this Never Get Sick Again by Dr. Bruce Lipton, and then, you know, the many experts we both talked to in the course of a month, Daniel, you know, what stress kills. We've always heard that. But how can stress get you? You name it. If your immune cells are running for cover, cancer, candida, flu, COVID, I'm sure, it's a form of flu, pneumonia, bacterial infections, your heart, your liver, your kidneys, prostate and bladder. I mean, it can get you in more ways than Carter's got pills. It's very bad thing, stress and anxiety is. So, as you know, we spent a great deal of time with this doctor, learning about this and just why this will be so effective, and not for a short term like many of the sleep remedies out there. This REM is showing. This Army captain, ex-Army captain, he's the longest fellow I have on that REM sleep, Daniel, and we're going into about 8 or 9 months now, and he's sleeping like a baby. People in the health store business tell me that the other sleep remedies, most of them work, but for a short period of time, and then the customer will go on to another product, and it'll work for a period of time, and so on. Well, that's the cool thing about this REM sleep, and I believe the anxiety. It goes to the root of the problem. This doesn't dope you up to make you sleep or anything like that. This is going to the areas of your body that you need. And so I know this Tranquil is going to be good for anxiety. I'm just saying my prayers that enough people can get it that want it or need it. And it's almost like blood pressure, Daniel. It's kind of a silent killer, a silent ailment. You may know you're just not feeling right, but you may not relate it to anxiety and stress you're suffering. And as I said, what goes on inside our bodies is scary when we're stressed.
Let's talk about the Captain Glenn there. How, you know, talk about his life before the REM sleep and then after. How has his life changed?
Well, according to Glenn, his life's been changed about 4 times now since we met. He first took the Strauss heart drops, and as his wife said, those Strauss heart drops lifted him off the couch. It was like magic. And he's busy. He wants to be busy. He's doing all kinds of things. So what we hear from everybody is the increased energy, of course, with the Strauss heart drops. As you increase your blood flow, the most important function, every one of those 60,000 kilometers of veins and vessels in our body, hard to believe, boys, but there's a reason there's that. Man, we're full of veins and vessels. That's because every single cell needs them. So, you know, the Strauss heart drops are just a great thing to take. Not coincidentally, I guess, maybe coincidentally, the main ingredient is aged garlic extract, and that is the single best substance on earth to support our immune system. So it's a double win with the Strauss heart drops.
I'm always just absolutely stunned But this idea that the kidney formula is a 300-year-old formula in the Cardiocom. I mean, I don't know. That just blows me away. I'm thinking of George Washington being born in at the same time the Strauss people are inventing this.
Captain Glenn that we talked about that was on the show with me last week, he also, the second thing he went on, because he had bladder cancer, and it came back. And so I had some old original bladder formula myself that I gave him, and I'm so anxious, not only for Uncle Kevin but for Captain Glenn to get the bladder formula again. He's winning the battle. He feels great, he looks great, The heart drops, the REM sleep changed his life. When those black sacks and black sacks under his eyes disappeared and went normal skin color again, and I mean, the man's a new man. This is the third time the bladder formula is the third time that he's a new man. But you know, it just shows the effectiveness. It takes cells that you're made from to fix you. It's as simple as that. And chemical man-made drugs, of course, are not what we're made from. And in the manufacturer's defense of chemical drugs, they don't claim to heal or cure you or fix you. But it is only natural things, like natural foods. And the big difference is pharmaceuticals seek to change your body's functions to deal with the symptoms. So change your body's functions and systems to deal with the symptoms. Natural foods and herbal formulas support your body's functions and systems to do what they're supposed to do. If the Strauss Heart Drops clears out your cholesterol plaque, well, then your body's back to full blood flow like it's meant to have to every single cell in your body. And it's the same with any natural substance. It's the only thing that can fix you. And Jim Strauss used to say, if we expected chemicals to fix our bodies, that's like taking your car to the lumber yard to fix with plywood and 2x4s. You need materials the car is made from. We're no different. So it's not surprising. And these formulas don't work overnight. It's you know, you don't take the drops and the next day you're a new man. Obviously, it's a process. But these are treatments, and you know, I just can't talk enough about them, as you know. But I'm so happy for Glenn because he's truly a different man. He suffered all these 25 years, Daniel, and he suffers no more now.
Let me ask you about the drops specifically. So somebody, a new listener, they're thinking about taking this. How should they take it? How much? What if, you know, the taste of it bothers them? What are some things they can do to address those couple things?
Well, I probably took over 100 bottles of original formula myself. When the cinnamon came out, I said, nah, I'm going to stick with the original. I had a talk with Peter Strauss. He said, well, it's just cinnamon flavor there, Wayne. There's no difference to the formulas. So I tried it. Now I'm on my sixth bottle of cinnamon. I guess I do prefer it myself to the original. But, you know, it just works so efficiently.
Well, where do you put it?
You should take 100, a full dropper, minimum, a full dropper under your tongue 3 times a day. If you were suffering angina like I was, Daniel, we've learned this since Strauss has, that if you're clogged right up, you are better to take more. You will clear faster. That's what their studies since I was with them years ago have shown. So I probably could have got better even faster. I felt great, believe me, in 2.5 months I thought I was Superman, but I had a long way to go to dissolve all that plaque and cholesterol, and I was only taking a half a dropper. I believe now I could have been better in half the time had I taken more. And so now they recommend the minimum full dropper 3 times a day. If you had angina or you just had heart surgery, had some stents, have some plaque, take 2 droppers 3 times a day. You'll just be better quicker.
Is there a maintenance dose? You know, it's not, I don't have an ear crease and I don't have many of the symptoms, but I did the heart drops. I could feel something going on in my chest. I could definitely feel something was releasing, you know, what have you. Definitely felt better. But I don't, and I felt like my body was almost like I had to have it. And now I don't feel that. So I get the feeling, this is just me, my body. I feel like I don't need as much. Is there a maintenance dose? Is that typical?
We talk about that. And I got slack for a while, over a couple of years myself, Daniel, and I had a close call with my carotid arteries, so I ramped it right back up, and now I'll never back off again. But sure, a maintenance dose, if you felt as though you had no serious issues, no serious clogging, I would take, if you took a half a dropper twice a day, you could feel confident. You could. Nobody wants to see anyone waste their money or spend money they don't have to, but that's the least I'd take, Daniel, is a half a dropper twice a day. And if you couldn't manage the twice for some reason, take a full dropper once. But it's certainly better twice, and better than that is three times a day.
Now, if you just can't stand the taste, which I don't have a problem, but I get some people don't, is can you dilute it in water, then put it under your tongue, or just swallow it? Or
you're best not to, Daniel. What you can do, though, is drink a tumbler of water afterwards. There's a lot of people that like it. I've never cared for the taste, but, hey, have you ever chewed an aspirin? It tastes like hell, I'll tell you. So it's like Buckley's, you know, it doesn't taste good, and it works great. But yes, dilute it. Don't dilute it, rather, but go ahead and drink a glass of water afterward. Chew some parsley if you like. It's amazing. And you can't take too much. You can't harm yourself. There's no contraindication with any pharmaceuticals, that's for sure. Health Canada determined that over 20 years
ago.
That's
important. That's really important.
It's really important, sure. And this isn't I don't plug pharmaceutical drugs. As you know, I'll never take one again. I haven't in 20 years, and I never will, so help me God. But these natural remedies, like your foods, they work despite the pharmaceuticals. That's the best way I can put it.
So under the tongue, you can absorb right into the blood. I mean, that's what I've seen. Because when I first got them, I didn't know about it had to be under the tongue. I don't know. I didn't pay attention or whatever. I just would swallow them, and I felt like, well, okay, something's going on. I don't know. But once
you
I put them
do
under
that,
my
Daniel,
tongue.
It's just, it goes into your bloodstream when you put it under your tongue. And the interesting thing I've always found, folks, is this, that if you need it, the more you need it, the faster it'll absorb under your tongue. If I eat, a big roast dinner, and I love gravy, Daniel, I do love gravy. I like to float everything in it. Well, the heart drops will almost disappear in a few seconds after that meal. And yet, if I don't need them as much, or if I take, I take more than I need to, I'm sure. Sometimes most of what I took is left to swallow after a minute or so. But I've always found that amazing how our bodies know exactly what to do with natural substances.
Now, that is interesting. Okay, we got about 3 or 4 minutes. Okay, I have an aunt who I've talked to about cholesterol. The doctor wants to put her on statins. She's on some low dose, and I said statins are we've had Dr. Sherry Rogers on, we've had expert after expert say that statins are about the worst drug ever invented and will do more damage than any other drug. And so explain to her, if she's listening, explain to her about cholesterol and her number and why she needs to consider these Strauss heart drops. Just talk to her for a second, if you would. And I'm sure a lot of people.
Absolutely. Well, what I got to say about that is what Jim always taught and what's proven to be true is this. First of all, the drug is dangerous. Many of them are, of course. But the drug is dangerous because it actually shutters your liver's function. It reduces your liver's function like a governor on an engine. So the real trouble is, and this is why you're supposed to have the blood test monthly, because it is damaging to your liver, or certainly can be, you're supposed to get a blood test to check for liver enzymes once a month. I've never met a person that does that yet, and I've spoke to thousands of people. But here's the big point. Is that the statin drugs do not claim to remove so much as one grain of cholesterol plaque from you. Not a grain. They don't claim it because it doesn't do it. What it does do is shutter your liver's function so you produce less cholesterol. Trouble is, your liver's got hundreds of functions, so they're all governed down, and that's where one of the dangers is. And Jim Strauss called them the most insidious drugs on the market. They are the biggest selling drugs. I've got a 35-year-old friend that takes two for prevention, two different statins. And I've tried everything with him, but I would plead with you, that even if you were going to keep taking those statins, and I'll pray that you don't, and there is no danger with statin drugs, just quitting them, your liver says thank you, there's no danger. Some drugs there is, the heart drugs, the blood pressure drugs, very dangerous to just quit. You have to wean off them. The statins aren't in that category, and the strokes, heart drops will do what you seek to have happen. Daniel's aunt, that's, you want the full blood flow everywhere you've got an artery, vessel, tiny vein to carry it, and the statin drugs do not do that, nor do they claim to do any of that, and they don't, and they don't claim to. The Stroh's heart drops claim only one thing. They will dissolve it. It'll move through your blood to your disposal. You'll get rid of it in the bathroom like you get rid of all your waste. And you'll know you feel better. You won't need a doctor to tell you. You won't need any tests or numbers. You'll know. You, when you get that increased energy, that's from increased blood flow, and that's because some of your restrictions or blockages or anywhere it's restricted, you're going to feel it. And I'm going to say my prayers that you give it to yourself and try these Stroh's heart drops. By the time you finish a large bottle, ma'am, you will know that good things are happening.
Well, fantastic. And ladies and gentlemen, again, this is not medical advice. These are experiences. There have been studies done with the Stroh's heart drops to back up what he's saying. Wayne has 20-plus years watching this and seeing this in the most crazy, worse-off cases you can imagine of people, their lives being transformed. And that's what we've seen. That's what I mean by being
I had
the most
my mom and my dad, Daniel, for years longer than I would have otherwise. Mom made it to her 88th year, and Dad, with lung cancer and all, and then heart trouble, made it to 77.
Wow. Fantastic. Wayne, it's always a pleasure. Your products that you talk about and discuss and your advocacy for natural health is inspiring. God bless you up there, and hopefully everybody can stay safe.
You too. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic evening towards the end of the week. We got Larry Pinkney coming on. So that's for Mary. Mary requested Larry coming on. So, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. So good to be with you. We'll see you soon.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Stroh's Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.